me.
So the idea is just send them to prison. Throw them away. Get rid of them. And if you get rid of them, then we don't have to think about them. And if we don't have to think about them, then we don't have to think about the problems that they have. So we don't really have to address the issue of drugs, which would require us also to talk about pharmaceutical companies. So I guess what I want to suggest that we all do is figure out ways of making these issues visible. And for people who have relatives or friends in prison, don't be ashamed of it. Because of the way the criminal is constructed, represented, many of us are even afraid to admit that we know someone who could be that kind of a person. But prisoners are like you and me. I mean, yeah, there's some pretty bad people in prison, but there's some pretty bad people who are not in prison.
Angela Davis grew up in segregated Birmingham, Alabama. Her neighborhood was called Dynamite Hill because of all the bombings against black people that took place there. Angela worked with the SNCC, the Black Panthers, and eventually joined the Communist Party, on whose ticket she ran for vice president in 1980. In 1969 to 1970, Angela was assistant professor of philosophy at UCLA and was dismissed for her political beliefs. As a result of her activism on the part of African American prisoners, Angela was implicated in what was called the Soledad Brothers shootout in 1970. She was charged with conspiracy, murder, and kidnapping, and spent 16 months in jail, and was later acquitted by an all-white jury. Today, Angela continues to be an activist reforming the prison industrial complex and is an accomplished cultural theorist and a tenured professor at UC Santa Cruz. She is the author of several books, including Women, Race, and Class, Women, Culture, and Politics, If They Come in the Morning, Voices of Resistance, Angela Davis, an autobiography, Resisting State Violence, Radicalism, Gender, and Race in U.S. Culture, and The House That Race Built.
Angela Davis, presented by Heidi Starr. Her story is a project of the Women's Collective of KVMR-FM, Nevada City, California. We can be reached at www.kvmr.org or 530-265-9073.